3-day extravaganza in the books. The NFL draft is over. And naturally, we have to have winners and losers, John.
Of course.
Of course. Can't wait 3 years. Marshmallow test this. We got winners and losers from the NFL draft. We'll start winners. We'll alternate. You lead off.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the Indianapolis Colts. When you look at the needs that they have, and obviously, you know, coming off of a really good year and a quarterback that was hurt, they're the first ones that jumped into the deep end of the defensive pool and broke the streak of 14 players that were offense to start the draft. If Leiatu Latu can stay healthy, because he was medically retired 2 years ago, has not suffered any detrimental consequences since he transferred to UCLA, and then they were able to get A.D. Mitchell in the second round. Their offensive line, Gonclaves from Pittsburgh, the offensive of the center from Wisconsin, who I think is an underrated, solid player. I think they addressed everything that they needed to do, and they gave their young quarterback another weapon. They're going to protect him. They gave him a couple of weapons because he got the other receiver from Oregon State. I think they are the ones to me that absolutely nailed this draft.
I'll say it so you don't have to. Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers were a winner. Mm-hmm. Alt, to me, was the safest player in the draft. Fits an identity tone setter for Jim Harbaugh in the top five. Ladd McConkey, they need some help receiver. Underneath, pick up the sticks, fits the offense. The running back they took out of Troy, late. I really like him. I think there's a chance he ends up being the lead back before all is said and done. Could be a steal, and then they throw in Jerry Rice's kid in the seventh for a flyer. I thought the Chargers were a winner.
Yeah, and I'm going to go Baltimore next. Because when I look at Baltimore, and I'm assuming that we're saving the Detroit Lions, because I'll throw them in there, but I'm going to say Baltimore first because, I mean, it's so Baltimore, right? That they just are, they draft good football players. And you look at the cornerback, Nate Wiggins, a lot of people had him probably ranked a little bit higher, but all defensive backs, all defensive players slid down in the draft. Rosengarten, the right tackle from Washington. That's the one thing I can really appreciate about that Washington offensive line. They were athletic. Very athletic, moved well, blocked well, pass protection. Michael Penix all season long was not under pressure. Mm-hmm. And both tackles were high draft picks because of that, and deservedly so. Adisa Isaac, I talked about him a lot throughout the course of the draft. I was surprised that he dropped to the third round. But then you got Tez Walker, who I think is untapped because of the whole transfer. He was held out at the beginning of last year at North Carolina. And TJ Tampa. How about this dude in the fourth round? He was a guy that originally Mel Kiper and other mocks had late first, and Mel actually said it, favorite players in the draft was TJ Tampa, was one of, I think there was 12 or 13 of them that he had, and I think just quality throughout the course of this draft for them.
What does Mel know anyway? No, the Ravens are a team you could put on this list every year. It feels like they are one of the best drafting teams. Same with the Steelers. I'd give them love. But just for the sake of time, let me throw in another one. The Eagles doubled up on their corner needs. I think the late bloomer pass rusher they took, Hunt, in the third round is interesting for a team that does a good job scouting that stuff. And they added picks along the way. I feel like they got depth late in the draft with Trotter and Shipley, running back, linebacker, didn't reach at those positions, but still stocked the cupboard. And they have 9 picks for next year. So it feels like top to bottom, the Eagles had a good draft.
Yeah, I'm just honorable mention. Can I go with an honorable mention?
Yeah, please. I got a couple we can throw out at the very end here.
All right, New Orleans Saints. I thought that they did a good job. Now, Spencer Rattler, I'm going to set that aside. Most quarterbacks I'll set aside. They were able to pick him up in the fifth round. But their first two picks, Fuaga from Oregon State, I think is day one instant starter. And then Kool-Aid, we talked about him time and time again here, falling to the Lions at 29. It would be a safe pick. They got him at 41. I thought they did a tremendous job. And Jalen Ford, linebacker from Texas, sneaky stud. Watch the way that he plays. And it may take him a year or two to really make a huge impact, as it does with a lot of linebacker-type players. But, I mean, I think he is a bad dude.
Yeah, I like him. A couple more honorable mentions. Obviously, City of Detroit, I think J.J. McCarthy, much covered. This was a good landing spot for the Michigan quarterback. And I thought Saban and Belichick, both in analyst roles, were great.
Yeah.
Belichick's telling the story of how he traded for Randy Moss, and Randy hung up on him 2 to 3 different times, thinking he was being prank called. I thought both did a really good job in different roles as analysts. Losers from the NFL weekend.
Well, I'll start with, what I thought was the strangest pick in the draft. I'm sure it's probably on your list as well. But Atlanta, what the heck were you doing? Because you take Michael Penix after giving your quarterback $200 million, $100 million guaranteed, $180 million, whatever it was. Who's counting pennies at that point? And then you take a quarterback number 8 overall that we probably won't see for 3 years. Now, I think that is the way to go. But Atlanta, if you go out there and you pay a quarterback 4 years, $180 million, Kirk Cousins, you want to give him more weapons. I didn't understand it. And then I don't know how I'm going to say this last name, but their second round pick, Rook Arrarrarrar.
Close enough.
This is a dude that was probably going to be there in the 4th, 5th round, and you take him 35.
Didn't they trade up to get him too?
You take him 3 picks into the 2nd round. Now, that's pressure on the kid that he doesn't deserve, because he's going to be asked to go in there and be productive and play. It just, the only pick that I like that they have, honestly, is Braylon Trice out of Washington. Other than that, they didn't get any dudes. They didn't get any players. They didn't get anybody I look at and be like, okay, that's a difference maker.
With Atlanta specifically, everybody's going to list him as a loser. I don't know. Of the group, Cousins is really the loser. He's going to get $100 million.
Oh, no.
But I think Penix, who I thought was one of the more pro-ready quarterbacks, now has to sit 2, maybe even 3 years. And Atlanta doesn't get a contributor with a top 10 pick. Yeah. Atlanta's an obvious loser. I did want to double down. Dak Prescott, deep receiver draft. They didn't take one till the 6th. Didn't address the running back room. Are they just bringing back Zeke? I thought Dak and the lack of support with the weapons was also one of the losers.
Yeah. And I agree. We've kind of all wondered what's going on in Dallas. What is Jerry Jones doing?
This didn't feel like the all-in offseason that he had promised.
No, especially when you're the last year of a contract for Dak Prescott. Don't you want to give him as many tools to be successful as possible?
I guess not. I listed the Niners. They drafted 2 receivers early while still keeping Debo and Ayuk. That feels like an unsolved position. Anyone want to tell them their O-line has been on the decline for years? Who's your right tackle? I put the Niners in the loser category.
Yeah. I put Carolina in the loser category as well, for a team that needs so much, especially up front. They need to improve their offensive line. They didn't draft 1 offensive lineman. They took Jonathan Brooks, who was the number 1 running back coming out of college this year in the 2nd round. So they didn't stretch to take him, but I don't think that was the biggest need that they have. And it's just, I'm looking at him going, you didn't do anything to help your number 1 overall pick last year. Xavier Leggett, good receiver, but...
And they took Sanders, the tight end. Yeah, okay, I'd buy Carolina.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I had the running back position as a loser. First taken 46th overall. That's the second latest selection for the first running back in an NFL draft. The running back position continues to be devalued.
Well, is it devalued or there just wasn't great value coming out? Like there was, I didn't see value.
Both can be true. I agree. This was not a great crop. It's not like great players were passed over.
Yeah, but this is coming on the heels of two impact running backs were taken in the first round last year. With Bijan Robinson and obviously Jahmyr Gibbs, I just didn't see anybody of that caliber in this draft.
I have the city of Green Bay as a loser because good luck following the act that was Detroit. And how about the Bears drafting a punter in the fourth round? Tell me you don't plan on picking up third downs without telling me you don't plan on picking up third downs. Punter in the fourth, John?
Did you see Caleb Williams' text to him that was widely noted? That he said, don't worry, you're not going to have to punt a whole lot.
He was a great punter at Iowa, but what are we doing taking a punter in the fourth round?
Well, the Chicago Bears, to me, I don't want to say it, but they had one of the better drafts. And it depends on how, obviously, it'll all be judged on what Caleb Williams does. I don't know if Romo Dunze, who I think is a great player, can do enough to save this class if Caleb Williams is a bust.
Anybody else? Losers?
No.
We covered it. Winners and losers. If we miss someone, trust me, I know you'll let us know on the ticket text. It's 97.1.